AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Dozens of people have been killed after a missile strike on a crowded train station in eastern Ukraine. It was an evacuation point for civilians fleeing the fighting there. Local officials say 39 people were killed and 87 wounded. Russia's defense ministry denies attacking the station. Meantime, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports a Kremlin spokesman is acknowledging Russian casualties in Ukraine.
Dmitry Peskov has told Sky News that, yes, we have significant losses of troops, and it's a huge tragedy for us. Peskov also hinted the fighting might be over in the foreseeable future, telling the broadcaster Russian troops were doing their best to bring an end to that operation. After failing to take Ukraine's capital, Russia has shifted its focus to the Donbas, a mostly Russian-speaking industrial region in eastern Ukraine, where Moscow-backed rebels have been fighting Ukrainian forces for 8 years and control some areas. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The United Nations says global prices for food commodities like grains and vegetable oils have reached their highest levels ever thanks to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In Washington, Ketanji Brown Jackson will get to celebrate her Supreme Court confirmation at the White House today, but Sagar Meghani reports she'll have to wait to actually join the court.
Jackson won't be sworn in until Stephen Breyer retires this summer and won't actually take the bench until October. She'll join the most diverse high court in history. For the first time, it will have 4 female and 2 black justices. At the same time, it's the most conservative Supreme Court since the 1930s, and Jackson's presence will not shift the 6-3 tilt.
Stocks off to a weak start on Wall Street. Chipmakers and other tech shares are down. Oil prices are up. This is AP News. It's a cool, sunny spring day at Augusta National in Georgia for day 2 of the Masters. Day 1 was a bit soggy. Correspondent Graham Agars has a recap of the first round.
Sungjae Im has taken the first round lead of the Masters, the Korean defying the windy conditions with a late 5-under-67. He is just one clear of the in-form Australian Cameron Smith, who bookended his round with double bogeys but made 8 birdies in between to take second place at 4-under. Former champion Dustin Johnson and new world number 1 Scottie Scheffler are among those 2 back at 3-under. Tiger Woods was impressive in his opening round, the 5-time champion rolling home 3 birdies during a 1-under-71.
2 stupid mistakes at 8, back-to-back. Loss of concentration a little bit there, but I fought back and for the day to end up in the red, I'm right where I need to be.
I'm Graham Agars.
This is Woods' first time walking 18 holes in consecutive days since a car crash 14 months ago. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.